My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about the economics of buying another business versus building one.
Yeah, sure. So when you think about buying a business, whether it is another add-on, so something that you don't do to expand your business, or something that does the same thing, like Eric bought more ad agencies so you can combine it and create a bigger ad agency, there's no right or wrong approach. It's expensive, but it could cause more growth and you can end up making 1+1=2. And it doesn't always have to be expensive. There's actually unique ways to structure deals. So I'll take that back, because I think Eric used a lot of the stuff from Roland Frazier's course, right? When it comes to buying businesses to get the costs down.
Yeah, no.
Or you can just end up, funny enough, building it. I don't buy as many as Eric. I focus more on the building side versus the buying. But there's no right or wrong way. We just want to discuss both.
Yep. I think it's perspective. It's good to understand both sides. Neil understands both sides really well. And then I've done my share of studying. And so Single Grain, actually, the first agency was an acquisition, but it was a turnaround. So it's important to keep that in mind. If you're going to buy a business, do not ever buy a turnaround. Let me just put it that way, because you're going to actually end up putting more work, and it's actually harder. If a business is down 50%, you have to grow it by 100% to get it to like break even, right? So keep that in mind. You got to think about like it as a stock investment, right? And so if you're buying a business, you do not want to be buying a job, and a turnaround is a job, right? So what I would say is, Neil mentioned 1+1=2. I would prefer a scenario where 1+1=3 or 5, yeah, right? And so what that means is you have to be thinking about, hey, if I add this business in, in agency world, it's known as a roll-up, where any when you're buying any type of business, right? So what you can do, let's say your business is doing $1 million a year in profit. If you roll up a couple of agencies and maybe all of a sudden now you're doing $5 or $6 million a year in profit, your multiple goes higher. So instead of selling your business for 1 × 4 = $4 million, that's the multiple, maybe it's 5 × 10, $50 million, right? So you're kind of arbitraging in a sense, plus you're also buying the talent, plus you're buying other capabilities, plus you're also buying other logos, right? So there's no right or wrong answer here. But what I would say is, from the people that I know that are actively buying businesses, they prefer to do that more because it's less work. And to me, at least, it's more fun. So what we're trying to do next year is, by the way, I'll just an open announcement to everyone. If you have an agency or a MarTech SaaS business doing $1 to $10 million a year, I am interested. So hit me up. And if you want to get started doing this stuff, I really recommend Roland Frazier's course, our mutual friend. It's called EPIC. So E-P-I-C. So just type in Roland Frazier business course or something. There's that one. There is a book called Buy, Then Build. That's a great one too. And a third one would be from Harvard Business Review called Buying a Small Business. But nothing is going to replace the actual experience of going through it. But again, there's no right way, right or wrong way. You can build or you can buy.
And typically, to make the economics work really well, you got to use debt, whether it is bank loans, cap chase, SBA loans. It's going to vary from country to country. But buying really works out when you use debt. When you don't use debt and you're paying for it out of your pocket, the economics aren't as great in most cases.
Yep. So there's a lot of different creative ways to do it. And so anyway, just the one question I would say to always keep in mind is just ask yourself, if you're talking to someone, do I feel like I'm buying a job? If the answer is yes, then you run in the other direction. Okay. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/training. If you want more secrets like this around starting or growing your dream business, marketingschool.io/training, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug
all
needed.
Right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.